From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Monitors say Russian jet fighters on Tuesday resumed heavy bombing in rebel-held eastern districts of Aleppo, Syria. The planes targeted two opposition-held neighborhoods, killing more than 20 people. The government's Sana news agency reported rebel shelling on the government-controlled districts in the western part of Aleppo, with at least 4 killed and 14 wounded. Earlier Tuesday, Russian President Vladimir Putin, under intense Western criticism for Russia's role in Syria, canceled a planned visit to France after French President François Hollande insisted their meeting focus solely on Syria. As the damage continues to mount from Syria's Russia-backed offensive in Aleppo, so does the political fallout from the failed ceasefire agreement there. Russia's parliament is suspending an agreement with the United States for converting weapons-grade plutonium into fuel for nuclear power plants. Russia also ended a uranium research pact with the U.S. Department of Energy. Gunmen reportedly wearing Afghan police uniforms stormed a Shiite shrine in Kabul Tuesday and opened fire, killing at least 14 people and wounding more than 30. Witnesses say a suicide bomber blew himself up as the assault began in the Kart-e-Shaki area, while two others were shot and killed by security forces, ending an hours-long siege. No one has claimed responsibility. The Pentagon said Tuesday it is evaluating a military response to recent failed missile attacks on U.S. naval ships in the Red Sea. It warned Yemen-based Houthi rebels that they launched the missiles at their own peril. The rebels are thought to be responsible for those attacks. This is VOA News. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump lashed out Tuesday at fellow Republicans for giving up on his campaign and focusing instead on House and Senate races. With Democrat Hillary Clinton enjoying a double-digit lead in one poll and experts giving her an 86% chance of winning the election, top Republicans have seemingly conceded the presidential race to the Democrats. Meanwhile, Democrat Hillary Clinton campaigned in Miami and spoke out about climate change. She called global warming a real and urgent problem and said the U.S. can take the lead in addressing it. Former U.S. Vice President Al Gore spoke at the event. The World Health Organization says the widespread consumption of sugar is a major factor in the growing global obesity epidemic. Lisa Schlein has more.
A new report finds more than one-third of adults around the world was overweight and half a billion were obese in 2014. More troubling, the World Health Organization estimates 42 million children under age 5 were overweight or obese last year. This represents an increase of about 11 million during the past 15 years. Nearly half of these children live in Asia and 25% in Africa. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
South Korean electronics company Samsung says it will no longer manufacture its Galaxy 7 smartphone after numerous reports around the globe of overheating. The company announced Tuesday it was shutting down production for good in the interest of consumer safety. Economist Max Wolf is with Manhattan Venture Partners.
So certainly a sad moment. Samsung, with the Galaxy series, the Note series, invented the phablet, which is the large form factor smartphone, which has caught on like wildfire. Unfortunately for them, everyone makes them now, and everyone else is getting business that's leaving them.
Samsung announced earlier in the day it was stopping all global sales and exchanges of the Galaxy Note 7 and advised all customers to stop using the device immediately. President Barack Obama says the United States will send humans to Mars by the 2030s. In an article published on CNN.com, Mr. Obama set the goal of sending humans to Mars by the 2030s and returning them safely to Earth with the ambition of building a settlement there. Mr. Obama said a public-private partnership is essential to reaching that goal and that such a partnership is already underway. The UN's top diplomat in the Democratic Republic of Congo warned Tuesday the country has entered a period of extreme risk to its stability as a dispute over postponed elections deepens. Maman Sambo Sidiku said the election crisis has become a constitutional crisis and there is no end in sight. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.